I've never told this story except once when I told it to Jessica at a bar, and she asked me to tell the story. It's one of the few stories I've ever told that I don't know how to tell, because there's a lot of meandering paths that lead off it, so please bear with me for a second or two. If I tend to go off in a cul-de-sac, I'll come back and come back to the story. 1987, I was 21. I had just graduated college, and I wanted to create a reel because I worked in television and radio at the time. So I needed to create a commercial reel. And one of my ideas was to create a commercial reel for the Red Cross, because at the time people weren't giving blood because they were afraid of getting AIDS from giving blood, which sounds ridiculous now, but I guess it's not that ridiculous. So I needed to create this PSA, and I had this idea. And I needed five things to create this PSA. Number one, I needed a graveyard. So I contacted in Brookville, Maryland, which is a historic town in Montgomery County. I contacted a church, and they had a historical graveyard, and they said I could use the graveyard as long as I didn't damage anything, because some of the stones were from the 1700s and 1800s. So that was cool, and the minister was very nice to me. Second thing I needed was a cast. So I went to Towson State, and I hired a cast. In fact, a very young 19-year-old Bruce Nelson was one of the stars of my PSA, if you know Bruce. Thirdly, I needed a crew, which I had a bunch of friends who would work for pizza and beer. Fourthly, I needed what was called a baby crane. And a baby crane was this 1,000-pound, and I knew it was 1,000 pounds because it said on the side it was half a ton. And it was a crane that lifted the camera up, and no one sat in it. It lifted the camera up, and pneumatically it would lower the camera, and you could zoom out at the same time, because I wanted this shot that showed this actor or actress in a graveyard to kind of give this shock appeal of the impact of not giving blood. So that's what I was doing. The only day available was a Saturday, which happened to be Halloween that year. I know it sounds like I'm making this up, that I'm spending Halloween in a graveyard, but that's what I did. We picked up the baby crane, my friend and I. We needed a winch to get it into his pickup truck. We got it to the graveyard, arrived around 10 a.m., unloaded it, laid down plywood so we wouldn't damage the graves, rolled it over to where it was supposed to be used, and we shot the PSA. And it took about 5 hours. It's hard to believe that it took 5 hours to shoot a 15-second PSA twice, but we kept doing it over and over and over again to get it right and get the lines right and things like that. Now, this was right after daylight savings, so the sun was starting to go down around 4, 4:30, so it's starting to get darker. So I sent everybody off to Jerry's Subs and Pizzas in the area. That's not a prompt. That's where I sent them, because I worked there. I sent them there for pizza and beer, and I said, I'll wait for the truck to show up for the baby crane, and I'll wait in the graveyard for the truck to show up. So I had video assist, so I was really sitting there like making notes on the video and things like that. Now picture this graveyard. It's classic. It has this hill that goes down, so I'm on the top of one hill, and then in the back it kind of rises up to another hill. It backs up to deep woods, and I checked it on Google Maps today, and it still has deep woods behind it. There's nothing behind it. And it has a black wrought iron fence 6 feet tall around the entire thing, your classic graveyard fence around the entire thing. So as I'm sitting there, I'm just minding my own business in the graveyard, and from the back left corner of the graveyard, I hear what could only be classically called a female scream. I've heard foxes. It wasn't a fox. I've heard owls. It wasn't an owl or any kind of bird. And I did the classic horror movie thing. I yelled out, "Hello? Is anyone there?" I didn't feel ridiculous at the time, but now telling you I feel ridiculous for what I did. And I waited, and this is why I know it wasn't a fox and wasn't an owl, because now I know where the sound is coming from, so I'm looking at the spot where the sound was coming from, and it happened again, but this time it was in the graveyard, and there was nothing there. There was just a grave. And I decided, unlike the horror movies, to get out of the graveyard. So I took the baby crane, which was on plywood at the time, and it had a steering mechanism, and I started to push it up the hill. And as I started to push it, it was everything was a little damp from dew and things like that on the grass. the baby crane started to slip off the plywood. The front wheel jammed and started to slip off the plywood, and it started to slip off. And I probably at the time weighed like 190. So I'm trying to put my weight into it, and it's not stopping. It's slipping, and it's starting to slide off, and it's sliding off to the ground, and I'm stepping backwards with it. And I suddenly realized that my foot is starting to sink as well. And I realized that I'm in a grave, because in these graves from the 1800s, everything kind of mushes down and there's an open space. And I was sinking with the half-ton baby crane into the grave. And I'm starting to freak out because I'm thinking they're just going to find me sticking halfway out of this grave with this baby crane. And behind me, the sound happens again, but it's a lot closer. And this is the second weird thing that happened that night. I picked up the baby crane. With one wheel supporting it, maybe I was picking up 750 pounds. That's probably what I think I was lifting at the time. I lifted it up, completely put it onto the wood, pushed it up the entire way at a good clip, like 5 or 10 miles per hour, pushed it up. And then the truck, my friend pulls up in the truck with his headlights on. He gets out. Now, he's a good old boy from Alney, where I grew up. And he's like, "What are you doing alone in a graveyard on Halloween night?" And he laughs. And then he sees my face and says, "Is everything okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, everything's cool. Let's just get out of here." So I pick up 5 sheets of 4x8 plywood, half inch thick, by myself, because I still got an adrenaline rush, throw it into the back of the pickup truck, push the thing up with him with the power of a winch, push it back into the thing, and we drive to Towson to return it. And I didn't mention it to anybody for a week. And I drove back to the graveyard on a Sunday at 12 noon this time to go in the back and do a little Scooby-Dooing back there and, like, see, you know, was there anything back there? And I looked for a daycare center. I looked for, like, you know, a home for, you know, unhappy women, you know, something, because something's screaming back there. There was nothing back there, just deep woods. And about a month later, I finished the PSA. I edited it, clipped it off, and I wanted to give a copy of it on VHS videotape, which is what we had at the time. I wanted to give a copy of it to the church, to the minister, to thank him for letting me use the graveyard. So I walk into the church, and he's there, and I say, "Here's the thing." And I had a little thing from the Red Cross thanking him for letting us use the graveyard. And he said, "It's great." And he plays it, and he watches it, and he liked it. And he said, "Did anything happen while you're in the graveyard?" I'm like, "No, nothing happened." And he was upset. He looked at me like, "Oh, so nothing happened?" And I'm like, yeah, nothing happened. And I realize now that I believe that he knew he was sending me into a haunted graveyard on Halloween night. And I don't like that minister anymore. And that's my story. Thank you very much.